Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever get that feeling, you know, that something's just not right in your neighborhood? Mm-hmm. Like a weird vibe, sets your teeth on edge.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're diving into today. We got an email from the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. And wow.
Oh, really?
This one, it's a doozy. So think quiet suburban street, right?
Yeah.
And a new neighbor moves in. With three dogs.
Three.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's not the playful kind of barking, you know? This is different. See, two of them, they're Labradors and they're treated like royalty. But the third.
Yeah.
Rusty. He's a mutt. And Rusty. Rusty's got it rough, man.
I see. So you've got this immediate comparison.
Exactly.
Two pampered pooches living the good life.
Totally. Groomed, fed, allowed inside, the whole nine yards.
And then there's Rusty.
Left out. Always. Rain or shine. The email says he had this busted up plastic crate for shelter.
Oh, no.
It's heartbreaking, honestly.
Yeah, you can practically hear the writer's concern.
Every word. They describe rusty, patchy fur, missing tail. Like he's barely hanging on.
And then there's the neighbor. Right. How are they acting?
Oh, it gets worse. So at first it's just like ignoring Rusty. But then the writer starts noticing how the neighbor uses those labs, almost like guards. Yeah, like enforcers.
What do you mean?
Okay, so there are a couple of times when the writer tries to like get close to Rusty or even just talk to the neighbor about it. And those labs, usually they're friendly, but suddenly they're all up in the writer space.
Blocking them.
Totally. Like they're being told to.
So it's not just neglect. It's almost not deliberate.
That's what's so creepy about it. Like, what's this guy's deal? You know, why single out Rusty like that?
It's about control. Often.
Control.
A need for dominance.
Huh.
Maybe Rusty represents something the neighbor resents.
Like what?
Could be anything. Past trauma, a financial burden, whatever it is, it's getting projected onto Rusty. Hence the imbalance.
So it's not even really about Rusty. It's about
what he represents.
That's messed up. Poor Rusty. You know, the writer didn't just sit there, though. They called animal control, right?
Of course.
What happened?
And that's where the whole thing gets.
Yeah.
Well, frustrating.
Frustrating how?
Turns out animal neglect, it's kind of a gray area, legally speaking.
Yeah. It's not always clear cut.
Not at all. I mean, most people would agree, leaving a dog chained up outside like that.
It's awful.
It's just wrong. But to prove neglect in court.
You need hard evidence, more than just a bad feeling.
Exactly. And a bowl of water, apparently, that counts as adequate care. In some places.
It's a loophole, sadly. One that gets exploited way too often.
So even though Rusty's obviously in a bad way, it's not enough for them to actually do anything.
And you have to factor in the limitations of animal control.
Oh, right.
They're understaffed, overwhelmed with cases.
They can't save every animal.
They have to prioritize. Often, the most severe cases of abuse get attention first.
So Rusty's just stuck.
It's a system that's often failing the animals it's meant to protect. It's enough to make your heart ache, you know?
It really is.
Doing everything right, going through the proper channels. And still, Rusty's stuck there. But it's not even just the inaction. It's like the neighbor knows someone's onto him.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, according to the email, things start getting weird. Like, mind games weird.
Okay. How so?
So at one point, the neighbor actually presents the writer with this thing. He calls it a doghouse.
A doghouse.
Right. But when you read the description, it's more like a few scraps of wood just thrown together.
Oh, come on. That's hardly shelter.
Exactly. It's flimsy, offers zero protection from the elements. Like, even I could build a better doghouse, and I'm no Bob the Builder.
It sounds almost performative. Okay. Like, he's trying to create the illusion of care.
Totally. Like, look, I'm providing for him.
Yeah.
But it's just for show, you know? To shut people up, probably.
And to deflect any responsibility. Classic abuser tactic.
It's infuriating.
It really is.
But then, as if things couldn't get any worse, there's this massive thunderstorm. And the writer can see Rusty chained up outside, terrified, soaking wet, left out in the pouring rain.
Awful. But not necessarily criminal, depending on the jurisdiction, unfortunately.
Well, right. It's that gray area again. But here's where it gets really disturbing.
Yeah.
The neighbor.
Yeah.
He comes out and tosses this hunk of raw meat toward Rusty.
Raw meat?
Yeah. Like, not even in a bowl or anything, just chucks it out there.
Wow. Messed up, right.
It's definitely a deliberate act, and it suggests an escalation.
What do you mean?
Well, leaving a dog chained up in a storm, awful as it is, that can be chalked up to negligence in some cases.
Okay.
But the raw meat, that's intentional.
So what's he trying to do? It's not like he's offering a proper meal.
No, exactly. It's about power, control, and maybe a sick form of entertainment.
Entertainment.
Think about it. The raw meat could attract other animals, wild animals.
Putting Rusty in danger.
Exactly. He's creating this scenario, this unpredictable, potentially dangerous situation.
So messed up.
But why?
He might be trying to provoke a reaction from Rusty. Make him seem aggressive, unpredictable.
To justify any future mistreatment.
Exactly. He's dangerous. I have to keep him chained up.
He's creating this whole narrative where the dog is the bad guy.
And that is textbook abuser behavior.
Mmm.
Twisting the story to fit their agenda.
It's enough to make you want to take matters into your own hands.
And that's exactly what the email writer decides to do.
So they're going for it.
Yep.
Middle of the night, everyone's asleep. Email writer sneaking into the neighbor's yard. Bolt cutters. Rusty going nuts on the other side of the fence.
Oh,
can you even imagine?
Intense. It's like movie stuff.
Total desperation, though.
Oh, absolutely. They've tried everything else.
Right. Hit a wall. And this poor dog suffering.
Exactly. So what do you do?
Impossible choice.
Right.
Stand by, hope for a miracle.
War.
Take the risk.
And that's what gets me. They chose Rusty.
Wow.
For a minute, it seems like it's going to work. Fence is down. Rusty's free.
You're holding your breath reading this, right? Totally.
Yeah.
And then, bam, hidden camera. The email just chills you to the bone.
Talk about sinister.
It's like all that stuff we were seeing.
The control, the manipulation.
Yes. It wasn't just about Rusty, was it?
No way.
This guy was setting a trap. Anyone who tried to help, they were going to pay.
Punishment.
And of course, it backfires on the email writer. Trespassing, fine.
Oh, no.
Rusty gets sent right back to that awful situation.
The worst possible outcome.
And the neighbor, he's probably loving it. He won.
It's heartbreaking.
The system, the one that's supposed to protect.
Sometimes it just.
It backfires.
Yeah.
And the people with the good intentions, they get punished.
It's like being stuck in a nightmare.
The email ends and you can just feel it.
The defeat.
This weight of hopelessness.
It makes you wonder, you know.
What can you do when it's like this, when the law's not on your side?
It's tough. No easy answers.
It's why we wanted to talk about this tonight. Because maybe, just maybe, hearing this story, really feeling it, it'll make us all a little more aware.
Exactly.
Next time we see something, hear something.
We'll recognize it.
Maybe we'll find the courage to act.
Even if it's hard.
Even if it's scary.
For the Rusties out there.
That's what matters.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.